equipment. Batteries and electronics should also not be put in the recycling bin as they could cause a fire if damaged. Items like cardboard, glass, and aluminum cans can be recycled, and a full list of accepted items can be found online. The Wisconsin Counties Association is asking for significant funding to clear backlogs in the overburdened court system. Association officials are requesting a $70 million increase in the next biennial state budget, complaining that counties are spending significantly more themselves on the system than the state is. Amid the backlogs, county officials say they've had to pay for things like expansions in county jails to create more space. They also say the cost of projects like that eventually trickles down, forcing taxpayers to foot the bill. The Douglas County Department of Health and Human Services is notifying residents of a data breach allegedly involving a former employee. According to Department of Health officials, the former employee is accused of accessing patient records without authorization over the course of 21 months between August 2022 and May 2024. Officials are working to determine how many people were affected, but have already sent over 300 notification letters. The Wisconsin State Patrol and Superior Police Department assisted in the investigation. City of Duluth and St. Louis County officials are discussing plans to protect the Scandia Cemetery from further erosion. The location of the graveyard next to Lake Superior has caused serious shoreline erosion damage, even leading to some graves being unearthed over the summer. County officials have determined that a $2.5 million retaining wall is needed to protect the rest of the cemetery and plan to ask the state for environmental emergency funding to build it. City officials say the retaining wall would also protect nearby residential properties. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks beat the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks struggled in the first half, but were able to pull out a 120-112 win on the road over the Indiana Pacers. Doc Rivers on what made the difference in the second half.
Well, you know, at halftime, I thought offensively we didn't play well. I thought we took pretty much bad shots. We turned the ball over, and then the wide open shots we had, we didn't make. And we were down 11, and so I'm thinking at halftime, like, this game can go our way still. I thought the zone turned the game around for us, obviously, defensively. And I thought we fell into two sets, that our spread and our angle, where we spaced the floor open so we can go downhill and make plays. And I thought our passing improved in the second half. And once we start passing to each other, we kept scoring.
College hoops. Number 8th ranked Marquette beat Providence 78-50 in Rhode Island. Cam Jones with 18 points and 10 assists for the Golden Eagles. NFL, the Packers back at practice, preparing to host the Bears on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today here on New Year's Day, although we may see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, colder, with a high in the upper teens to near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Happy New Year. Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff wishing you the best for 2025, especially curated. Matinere on Air coming up for you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Matinere on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinere on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. From our Lake Wasota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning and welcome to Up North News Radio, a special edition that looks back at 2024. This hour, some of our lighter moments with Greg Bach, Kristen Lyerly, meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media's Luke Mathers, and more. It's not every ha-ha along the way. I mean, I take notes, but if I jotted down every time Greg made me laugh, we'd have a lot more than an hour to fill here. So we'll get to that right after some of the usual housekeeping, okay? Up North News is a separate entity from Civic Media. We are part of Courier, a pro-democracy newsroom with outlets in 11 states, plus a national team. Find us at upnorthnewswi.com. And really a big part of our being here is that we not only get to inform you of the day's news and inform you of the stories we're doing, but to also shamelessly promote our daily newsletter, because each new subscription is a big deal for us. And we appreciate you reading our product. So head over to upnorthnewswi.com and click subscribe in the top banner. Okay, let me establish something. I am a lucky guy. I get that. Before helping found Up North News, I'd already done several things I'd wanted to do in life. Radio news, TV news, live on an island for a time, run for office and serve in the legislature, run for Congress, be thankful I'm not in Congress right now, and all the other hats I've worn, pontoon captain, dad, grandpa, so on. But as you're going to hear from my voice in this clip, one of the first hats I wore was pretend TV weatherman, because as a skinny freshman at UW-Eau Claire, I'd stumbled upon the campus TV station, TV 10, and it was love at first sight. And my first ever on-camera appearance was not something you could plan for. There was a tornado warning for the city of Eau Claire, so somebody had to mention it on TV 10 for folks watching us in their dorm rooms. I don't know why I volunteered to do it, but I also don't know why anybody saved it and put it on the interwebs to live in infamy. I found out that part live on air one day, reading our daily message from Robin Tigerton, one of our favorite listeners. On the Facebook page here, from Rob, good morning from Tigerton. Dense fog and 57 degrees, 0.3 inches of rain. Thinking of severe weather today, I found a YouTube video. Oh, no. I found a YouTube video of a young Pat Kreitlow doing tornado warning coverage for UW-Eau Claire on September 12th, 1982. Ooh. Pat was awesome for UW-Eau Claire tornado coverage. That was my very first TV appearance as a college freshman on TV 10, the university's cable TV channel for the dormitories. And yes, on September 12th, as a freshman, I'd been a freshman for about 3 weeks. Look at Greg. Greg has clearly found it. A very, very young Pat Kreitlow with a squeaky voice trying to keep his composure while telling students to take cover because a tornado had been seen in Eau Claire.
I ain't trying to do anything right now, Pat. This is amazing. Let me just tell you, Pat Kreitlow brings that meteorology stuff with a cool sense of calm and casual in that farmer's button down and some jeans.
I'm trying. Well, yeah, I was clearly not dressed to go on air. I'd never been on air. I'm trying to stay calm and informative. And
I'm just gonna say for older listeners, if you want an idea of what you look like, as far as the hair goes, just think Arnold Horshack.
No, I would. Well, okay, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I would say a lot.
But mostly it was, who's the late director from Stripes and Go? Harold Ramis.
Harold Ramis. Yeah,
there's a lot of side by sides of young me and Harold Ramis. So thanks for calling attention to that YouTube clip, Rob. We'll miss you
and your Tigerton right now.
Your Tigerton weather updates. Yes, Mr. Bach. He's so happy.
I was just saying, we have another weather report to give out to
Wisconsin. Another one just over the Menominee area.
More
third area of thunderstorms is located nearby the Twin Cities. There were severe thunderstorms southeast of Minneapolis about the time we were receiving our tornado here in Eau Claire.
We're laughing at 18-year-old little Pat Kreitlow.
I need to see this. Send this to me.
Oh, I'm sending it to everyone.
I'm proud of you, Pat. It's hard to forecast the weather. And if you're pointing to the right stuff, then you're on the right track.
That's great advice. If you're pointing at something, you're on the right track. Brittany, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, this was one for the books. Play that cowbell, Greg. Welcome back to Up North News Radio for this Tuesday morning, 6:34 the time right now. And let's see, it was on this day in 1976 that Blue Oyster Cult released their most popular album, Agents of Fortune. And thanks to Don't Fear the Reaper, that album would sell over a million copies. You think Will Ferrell was maybe responsible for a million more after that Saturday Night Live skit came out in 2000?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you referenced that people automatically think of the sketch and right. what the band looks like in the sketch, probably not what the band looks like in real life, which really wasn't far off.
No.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. Some digging.
Little story about that, which kind of ties into our Yacht Rock discussion earlier. During my senior year of high school, we started with the help of some teachers there. We started a high school radio station, you know, over the intercom system, basically.
Yeah.
The teachers thought it'd be a good little communication skill, you know, to teach people all kinds of things from news announcing to, you know, music and whatnot. And one of my colleagues there, Lauren Fensterman was his name, and he really liked this song, and he wanted to play Blue Oyster Cult all the time. And I wanted to play more of like the soft rock, you know, yacht rock genre that you have, because that's what I grew up with. You know, I had a mom that listened to Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand endlessly. So that was like the first bit of musical tension that had to be addressed at the high school, was the one dude that wanted to rock out to Blue Oyster Cult, which was, we were told, was too hard-edged for early morning radio in the hallways of a high school. And then over here, I'm doing yacht rock.
So. I just like the idea of, you know, in the day I grew up in the days like rock versus rap and alternative versus pop, and you're like, I want Blue Oyster Cult, and the other guy's like, I want Dan Fogelberg.
And you know what?
We went to a tough high school.
The teachers were on my side too, and many years later, I offered up my apologies to Lauren, and I hope he has since forgiven me. So there's your there again. When the song was turned into a skit, I immediately thought, Lauren, you win this one.
Pat went to a tough high school.
Yeah, that's what we rumbled about. You know?
Oh yeah, do you even know Seals and Crofts?
There are many reasons why Dr. Kristen Lyerly has become a regular on our show, not the least of which is how she gives as good as she gets, and she gives us lots of good laughs. And then she sends this note that you're going to have to explain to people. Happy birthday to little PK.
Oh, it's little Pat Kreitlow's 16th birthday today.
To be clear, again, standard disclaimer, I did not know Kristen Lyerly 16 years ago.
I was going to say, we need some...
The resemblance is absolutely frightening. So,
I have a child who is Pat Kreitlow's clone.
It is.
I mean, physically...
When I met him the first time, I thought I'd stepped through a time portal or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was mutual. We were sitting at Culver's together, all eating the same type of meal. Yep. And they were looking at each other, and you could feel the energy coming off of it.
It's just like, I want to reach over and like, is this a hologram? What is this? He had the same glasses, the same hair, the same bowl haircut. He was smart. He was sassy. I was like, this is crazy.
I just think of that scene from Forrest Gump where they both sit down to watch TV and tilt their head the same way.
So, anyway,
yes.
But no, what this means is having a fourth and final son who's a driver.
The caboose.
Yes.
After all of these years of driving them around and all of the stuff we've had to do as parenting. Yeah, yesterday or tomorrow he takes his driver's test, and then he's going to drive off into the sunset.
You have three other boys. Mm-hmm. How did you not as a mom be like, all right, one of you drive them around? Like, it's like, well, as soon as the you got two of them are driving, like, all right, that your chauffeurs now. I'm going to relax a little.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. But as a parent, though, you like that car time. Because they're stuck with you, and they have to talk to you.
Yep. That's right. That's why we did it.
I'll give you $5 if you don't look at your phone on this drive.
And then there's Luke Mathers, our utility infielder, able to take on almost any role around the radio empire of Civic Media. including the role of little brother we can't stop picking on. I wasn't sure how we were going to mark Michael Jackson's Thriller album for the Luke Mather segment until I realized we have our own Pretty Young Thing. So here's PYT, Luke Mathers.
Man, wow. That's the nicest you've ever been introducing me onto the air.
Civic media eye candy. Luke Mathers joins us now.
Sucking up is usually my... My realm, but okay, go for it.
I'm officially uncomfortable. We've decided that with week 18 of the NFL is a new aspect. It's second season that we're doing that. Scott Hansen says goodbye on Red Zone, which is a family favorite of our household on Sundays. So we watch Red Zone with Scott Hansen on the NFL Network. And so we can watch all the touchdowns for the NFL. And when he says goodbye for the season, because he doesn't do the playoffs, we say goodbye to the Christmas decorations. So they are all gone. The tree was taken out, put onto the curb. So when we say, when we put away Scott Hansen for the year, we also put away Christmas decorations for the year.
Please save this clip and email it directly to the NFL Network after this. I just know Scott Hansen will be so... flattered, touched, disturbed. He'll be so disturbed that all this right, is what somebody does. We kid because we care, or because we're surly before the coffee kicks in. Anyway, we're just getting started as we relive some of the fun that made our early morning wake-ups worth it. Well, Brittany Merlot might not think so. Greg and I have sung an old Glen Campbell song to her more times than anyone deserves. We'll also have the story of how Kristen Lyerly spent her college years at the University of Minnesota as one of the Goldie Gopher mascots and ginned up a little controversy over her ability to spin her head 360 degrees. Well, not her head. Anyway, that and more along the way, along with our reminder that at Up North News, we're always following Wisconsin's top headlines and bringing you stories of Wisconsin people, places, events, sports, food, drink, traditions, you name it. Follow us on social media and our newsletter. This is Up North News Radio. We'll be right back.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed. Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I have an unnatural love for this song.
I am a lineman for the
the county, and I drive the main road.
The number one album on this day, November 30th, 1968, was Wichita Lineman. This is the title track of that album by Glen Campbell. And
I love this song.
I know it's part of it's his voice. I love the strings. I love the bass guitar, the bass solo, or the it's not a bass guitar, but the solo in the middle gets down so low.
Just, and there's a sadness to it.
Yeah.
But it's not sad. And
it's a topic. It's a guy working in an electric service truck going up and down the highway fixing the lines. It's like the least likely thing from which you would get lyrical poetry. And yet it is.
That's what I love about country music is that you can write a song about this and you're like, my dad was the Wichita Lineman too.
You get a weather report. If it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. We know this, you know? Look at this. Greg and I are starting
to teary.
I'm getting clamped over here. Okay, so we've established we like this one song. Kind of weird that two guys from different backgrounds would find common ground in a song from more than 50 years ago, and yet our love for this tune would not be denied. Did I get an earworm stuck in your head by chance yesterday?
No, I that kind of stuff doesn't happen to me. I mean, just I don't know what you're talking about, Pat. I just know that when I drive home, it's a nice, relaxing, soothing, decompressing.
I'm a lineman for the county.
My God, this is like a beer commercial where we're like, I love you, man. I love you. We're bonding as we sing Glen Campbell together.
My dad was the lineman. It's still a great song. I told Pat, I listened to this song no less than 20 times yesterday.
1 hour later.
On radio, there's a rule. I don't know if you know this rule. Once you play the song, you can never, ever play it again.
I don't think that's a thing. I don't think it works that way.
I don't think that's the rule, but it could be.
No.
But all I do know is
I am a lineman for the county.
That sounded even better than the last hour, and they were both ridiculous. At this point, when you love a song this much, you want to share it with someone, right? Fortunately, or unfortunately for meteorologist Brittany Merlot and the rest of you, we felt like she'd appreciate our little serenades. It's kind of a weather-related song.
Yeah.
Can you remind me, what was the name of that again, Glenn? Glenn Campbell.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Pat.
Talks about the snow down south as he sings.
I am a lineman for the county.
And I drive the main road.
So folks, you
for a son for another overload.
For anybody that might have missed it earlier, Greg and I bonded early when we realized that at the time we didn't know each other well, but we both thought Wichita Lineman was one of the greatest songs ever.
It really is.
And never miss a chance to sing it to you, Brittany.
Wichita Lineman!
This makes my day.
Can't hit that high note like I used to. But you know, Tony thinks it's magic.
We're taking this trio on the road. That's right, Brittany. You're in the band, too, baby.
Yep. Okay. At this point, it's clear she's not escaping this bit.
I wasn't raised near Shawano, so I know. But my point is, you said the Shawano Marathon County Line. I'm like, County Line? What? What is going on? That's right.
I am a lineman for the county.
Brittany, okay, it didn't happen yet, but I swear to you, Brittany will join us one of these times. She won't know when or where it comes up, but she'll be there for us.
Yeah, I'll get sick for your band.
All right. Oh, Brittany, we love
you.
Thank you. Your patience is the best.
All right.
We'll see you later. We'll see you later today.
Or will she?
So, before we got in the air, Pat and I were talking about all the important people that are in a winter storm. You got all these individuals who are doing the hard work. You got Robin Tigerton plowing. You got you doing the meteorology to make sure you're up to speed. But I think the one group we don't talk about, Pat,
who's that?
are the linemen
who do the really hard work. Especially
if
there's wet, heavy snow on the lines. It is. It's hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think we should really talk about them.
I don't think they get their due.
They don't.
No. So thankfully, we've got somebody out there willing to say,
I am a lineman for the county.
Okay, Brittany didn't join us that time either, but you know we'll keep trying.
I'm learning the lyrics now. Now I can next time.
The amount of times we've done, Brittany, times we've done this bit in this year, you'd have it memorized.
That's what I was telling him last hour. I was getting all the highlights for our end of the year shows next week, and it's almost frightening how many times we've serenaded you with Wichita linemen. But
it's fantastic.
It's one of the best songs ever.
That's right. I can reasonably assure you now that we are done playing Wichita linemen for today, singing it at least. And goodness knows we don't dare try to fill a full hour of highlights, restricting it to just Pat and Greg. The fact of the matter is, someone funnier than us was a big part of our 2024, even as she was working to deliver babies, even as she was running for Congress. A lot of women not feeling the love for J.D. Vance, much less Donald Trump.
You're talking about my little sister. And she's pissed. She wrote a post that we're going to put out on my social media, Kristen for Wisconsin, Facebook and Instagram and all of that, talking about being a childless cat person and what this actually means. And it is just brilliant. But it's not just the people who don't have kids and have cats. Everybody's mad about it because it's stupid and it's insulting. And it also digs into so many of the personal reasons why people don't have kids, whether it's a choice or it wasn't a choice, and this is where they ended up. And it's not just women. Remember, half of all infertility is male infertility. So it's pissing men off too. So whatever J.D. Vance is saying, and then remember, he defended cats, but doubled down on the rest of it, it's not working.
So coming up after the break, Dr. Kristen Lierley talks about her years dressed as a rodent, a college mascot anyway. She gave us her big campaign announcement and more. Still ahead as we look back on 2024 on Up North News Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, you can follow us at upnorthnewswi.com, sign up for our newsletter, and follow us on social media. Oh, you can follow this show as a podcast as well. So much to do to stay on top of Wisconsin news and stories. We'll be back. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. As the holiday travel season winds down, the Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is once again reminding residents to upgrade to a real ID. Starting in May, regular driver's licenses or ID cards will not be accepted for flights or entering federal buildings and military bases. DMV officials say about 60% of eligible residents already have a real ID, which they started issuing in 2013. To get a real ID, residents will need to bring proof of their name, date of birth, address, and social security number to their local DMV office. Health experts are warning Wisconsin residents that they expect to see a spike in respiratory viruses this winter. The state has already seen an elevated number of neurovirus and whooping cough cases this year, but the flu rate has remained steady with last year's numbers despite declining vaccination rates, and RSV cases are low but starting to increase. Health officials say that especially after the holidays, respiratory viruses could see spikes after residents travel to see friends and family while remaining mostly indoors. The North End Snowshoe Classic is scheduled to take place as usual in Cable this weekend. Organizers from the North End Ski Club say they believe there will once again be snow on the ground for this year's event after being forced to convert the 2024 iteration of the race into a trail run due to the persistent mild conditions. There will be a 5K race and 10K race on Saturday starting at the North End Trailhead. The races will be open to the public for participants of any skill level. Parts of the North End Ski Trail will also be closed temporarily. The Pioneer Village Museum Board is looking for support from the community as they pursue a $2.5 million building project. According to organization officials, the project would host a welcome center, new offices, and a gift shop at the Barron County Museum, as well as a storage facility that meets the special air quality requirements needed to store historical artifacts. The museum board is looking for donations to help them achieve those goals, and contributions can be mailed directly to their facility marked for the building project. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today here on New Year's Day, although we may see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, colder with a high in the upper teens to near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 21.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a special New Year's Day edition. My little sister Heather will be here. We'll talk college football playoffs and New Year's resolutions. Join us to ring in the new year.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And Pat, I have an announcement too.
You do?
Yeah.
I guess by theory of deduction, we're down to one.
Pat, I am declaring today that I am running for Wisconsin's 8th congressional district, and I couldn't be more excited. With women at the helm, with women voting, with women stepping up and acknowledging that my personal freedoms are being taken away from me. They're looking at democracy. They're recognizing that our democracy is in peril and that it's our job as moms, as small business owners, as community leaders to take the helm and to lead here.
There was Kristen Lierley announcing her campaign for Congress on our show earlier this year. And talk about the year of the happy warrior. She did fall short in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz did as well, of course, but they all gave so many of us reasons to hope, reasons to rally around a proper slate of American values and public service goals. There's just a lot of folks hearing a different kind of message out there. But Kristen and so many others, they're not going away. They're organizing, recruiting, and continuing to spread their messages in much more of a year-round program. And as much as we appreciate Kristen's serious side, of course, she is forever lighthearted, optimistic, and willing to do almost anything to fire up a room. After all, she was Goldie Gopher. Yes, this OBGYN who bleeds green and gold attended the University of Minnesota, like other Wisconsin kids, one of mine included. And while Kristen was at the U of M, she was one of the mascots, getting crowds revved up. And it turns out that one of her unique moves got some attention in the press over who should get credit for it all these years later. And in the process of telling the story, we realized that Greg Bach also needed to learn a bit more about college sports. In this case, the University of Wisconsin Badgers jump around. Greg,
yeah.
we talked in that segment there about mascots and about Goldie Gopher from the University of Minnesota spinning its head.
Yeah.
So when Kristen mentioned that last week, she later sent me a link. And the link was to an article that said something about, you know, the Goldie head spinning thing. And I didn't think anything of it. Well, I just thought, well, she's just given a little bit of trivia. I'm looking at the article right now, and naturally she plays a key role in this debate over who was first to spin Goldie Gopher's head. And so different people were taking credit for it. But later, one of the Goldies credits, it says here, Kristen Lyerly, the football Goldie from 1989 to 1991, for popularizing the move. Lyerly, a Wisconsin native and OBGYN in Green Bay, was the second female Goldie and the last from the marching band before the athletic department took over the mascots. And
she
so
was a marching band nerd.
But apparently she did it and it got really popular. And so they still don't agree on who did it first. But in this article, apparently she made it rather popular the way that she did it. Of course she did. She's everywhere.
That's the only way I'll accept the news. Don't you dare contradict Dr. Lyerly.
No, Lyerly told the Minnesota Post she'd seen the Iowa State mascot spin heads at a summer mascot camp and decided to incorporate the shtick. Unaware that others had already done it, Lyerly said, "I thought this is really cool. Maybe I could do that." This time it caught on with the band itself cheering for Lyerly to spin her head.
Also, you just sort of walked past that statement, mascot summer camp.
Yes, I did, didn't I? Yes, I did.
I thought band camp was a place
for nerds. I was going to go there too, and I'm wondering what the doctor will have to say about that at some point. Greg, you never know who's listening to the radio. She will not spin her head. That's her actual head. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joining us now from Green Bay in her brand new University of Minnesota letter jacket and matching hat. And clearly somebody heard. We were talking about spinning Goldie's head and Christina Laurie talking about the ranking of mascots and Goldie Gopher ranked number one. But Kristen, I didn't know there was controversy about you being Goldie Gopher. Good morning.
First of all, thank you for summoning me this morning. I felt this pull to be with you.
Women's rights.
There was controversy. Well, there was a lot going on during that period. And, you know, there's always more to the story. But the really sweet backstory, oh, my gosh, the pictures.
And for folks watching on Facebook right now, we have found a photo of a college student.
You are so adorable. You are so adorable.
That is some serious 80s, 90s hair going on there. But there you are holding Goldie's head. And
look at that.
So when you sent me the article, I thought it was just a little thing, a little background on the Gopher mascot. And then I come to find out that, no, you're a big part of the middle of the article about who either first did the Goldie head spin or who first made it popular. And you're getting a little credit, which I think I understand, given that you're a bit of a spirited person.
Well, my favorite part about the story is that it ends up being a story about people working together and creating something really beautiful together. So somebody else had claimed responsibility for the spin your head move. But all of my friends in marching band knew that it wasn't that person. It was actually us working together. So there was an article in the New York Times where this other person had claimed responsibility. And we reached out to the person who wrote it. And we put together a big group of marching band people who shared their experiences. And we all had evidence. I mean, this is still a group. This was, what, 10 years ago? But this is a group that still survives online. We still get together at the football games. We talk about the old times. And we talk about how we saved the tradition of Goldie spinning his head and how that all came together. It's just such a cool story. I love it.
And during the discussion, you know, Pat was talking about the story and mentioned, what was it? It was Mascot Summer Camp. And
he said, Mascot Summer Camp.
And he said it like, he said it as if he was to say, oh, I went to the beach this weekend, or just something normal, something simple. And I'm sitting here going, I'm sorry, Mascot Summer. Yes, there it is. Oh, hi, gosh. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and I'm here to take care of you today.
Mascot Summer Camp is a blast because mascots are really fun people. That's all you need to know.
I'm sure that's all we're going to hear. That's all we're going to hear about it.
I can't tell you anything more. Yeah. What happens at Mascot Summer Camp stays at Mascot Summer Camp.
And okay. The heads always stay on.
this is getting into unusual territory right now.
But it fits into the whole community building piece. You know, it fits into the whole working together, like the spin your head thing. Yeah, yeah. I spun my head, but other people had spun their head before, but we made it a thing by working with the marching band. When the marching band started demanding it and I responded, that's when the fans started to get on board, and that's when it really became the tradition.
And look, you can't possibly know what will or won't become a tradition in the moment. I mean, you look at some of the things, look at Jump Around. Who would have thought the first time that they played that song that it would become this globally recognized phenomenon, you know?
Oh, I love it too. Don't you just like when you're watching at home, don't you jump around?
That is not appropriate for children to be listening to. It's got some very questionable lyrics.
Who's listening to the lyrics?
Wait a minute. Do you know what we're talking about?
No, I don't. I'm thinking Jump Around by House of Pain, the song.
Greg is the only person in Wisconsin who has no idea what Jump Around at the Games is.
I went to college late. I didn't enjoy the experiences like you all did, okay?
All of our fans across the state right now are like, oh, Greg, we've got to get you to a football game.
I'll go with the okay, I'll make this statement right here on radio. Dr. Lyerly, you want to take me to a football game? I will go to a football game with you.
Let's go.
Okay. I'll even wear those ridiculous overalls.
Better. Okay, we have a date, Pat. This could be fun.
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm down. I'll go.
Spoiler alert. We did not go to a game together. We just couldn't get the schedules to sync up, but we will look forward to next season and try to fix that. Anyway, here's some more of our favorite moments with Dr. Lyerly during the course of the past year. Dr. Lyerly is belatedly joining us and is like scrubbing the lens of her camera before joining us.
I'm having a mic issue.
Oh, I see that. Now
she looks like she's ready to go play World of Warcraft.
Yeah. I had to go grab my kid's mic from their gamers.
Oh, gosh, that's funny. pull that thing about a half inch away from your mouth just because it's popping a bit. And then tell us, I was just playing Taylor Dane. She's 62 today. And her I'll Always Love You, I was saying this, I think probably my favorite love song of the 80s. But the 80s, we were looking at the list, not known for its love songs. Not many of them. Endless Love by Lionel Richie, you know, and Diana Ross.
Careless
Remember
Whisper.
Remember that one? Mm-hmm. Did you just say Careless Whisper?
She did.
That was number one on this list I was looking at. It's not a love song. It's a cheating song.
But he's saying he'll never love again because he's messed up.
Right.
He realizes what he has done.
It's done. Yeah.
But
the love is gone.
Save a prayer, Duran Duran.
See, I knew you were Duran Duran. It was never going to be far away. I may have mentioned previously, this is National Cereal Day.
Yeah. So
we've had a few people put in calls and comments. And so now, Dr. Lyerly, it's your turn. If you got to buy one box of cereal for the Lyerly kitchen, never mind what the boys want. What do you want?
I'm not really a cereal person. I'll always
wait. This
pick
is just the
that...
segment's not working how I wanted to at all. But you go ahead and pretend to play.
Can't
along.
Spell liarly without lie.
Did you have to say that out. With a mouthful of coffee?
Sorry. Oopsie doodles.
Poor Pat, as if he wasn't having enough problems right now with his voice, and now his sinuses are full of coffee.
Now he's going to spit coffee all over his iMac.
I love Cinnamon Life.
Oh my
gosh, look at
this. That
would be my like lifetime go-to.
It is such a Greg Bach day. Both of his choices have been
feeling
affirmed.
So supported right now.
Yes, you should.
I love you too.
Quick Trip is going to become a big player in EV charging thanks to a grant program. The Wisconsin DOT awarded $23 million in federal funds to support the state's first steps in building a statewide charging network. What really caught my eye was a tweet from Tyler Hendricks, somebody I really like to read his posts. And he put up in so many words, you know, that this is all fine, but what does Quick Trip then do for people who are used to stopping there? You gas up, that takes 5 minutes, you grab what you want and you go on your way. What does Quick Trip become when you've now got to wait 15 to 30 minutes for a charge? And can they compete if McDonald's next door gets charging stations? How does this whole infrastructure look in the future? And Kristen, as an EV owner, you have thoughts.
I'm really excited to hear that Quick Trip is thinking about this. And frankly, I think this is a giant opportunity for Quick Trip. Look at what they've done with their convenience store brand and how they really have turned the store not into just a place where you stop and get gas, but they have good food, not just good food, but good healthy food. Maybe this is where Quick Trip branches out and becomes like more like a McDonald's, more like a place where you can stop and hang out for that 15 to 30 minutes while you charge up.
I thought that was a good point, Luke, that this is, you build a model on gassing up, which is a relatively short thing. And yeah, the Quick Trip's done a lot to grow and burnish their image, but is it the same when you basically have to turn yourself into a restaurant? You're going to have to put some seats in there now.
I don't know about that. Do you know how long some Quick Trip trips can take with Wisconsin goodbye? Not like you could get a real good charge on your EV with, you know, you get familiar with the cashier instead of see you next time. It's
so we'll see you in 15 minutes.
Yeah. And then you forgot something, so you pop back in, boom, you're already half battery and you're good to go.
And it is worth noting, as much as we like having Kristen on, you know, not every joke is going to land. Like this one, while we were talking about my gangster outfit as a Halloween costume. We'll be back. This is Up North News Radio.
I don't really see you as a gangster. Like, that's a stretch for me. But mm-hmm. I could see you as maybe like Captain Kangaroo.
That's not what I
hope you all enjoyed Kristen Lyerly's many appearances over the years. We wish her well in her future endeavors.
It was not the compliment you thought it was it, huh?
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We are looking back at some of our lighter moments in 2024, which is not a bad thing to do when you consider some of what else we'll remember about 2024. We're going to close out with Greg Bach's red hot take on why a certain sandwich, a classic sandwich, is, in his mind, garbage. But first, Kristen Lyerly, mother of four boys, on having the youngest get his license and being starstruck as she campaigned over the summer.
But can I tell you the best thing about yesterday?
Tell me the best thing about yesterday.
Oh my gosh, Pat. Bart Starr is my very favorite Packer forever. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the Bart Starr era. Right. He was the coach. It was after he was an incredible player. And, you know, he wasn't the most successful coach. He also wasn't positioned to be the most successful coach, but he was still like such an incredible icon and a community figure in the Green Bay area. I got to meet Bart Starr Jr. yesterday and spend some time talking about all of this and politics and how we can do community building together and all the work he's doing in Birmingham, Alabama, and how he loves this place up here where he grew up and how fond he is. It was, I'm just going to carry this conversation in my heart forever. It was such a beautiful, important moment.
Well, that's so nice. Yeah. Glad you got that moment.
I love how much you love life.
I know.
Seriously, it's just inspiring. You just, you're always so excited, even at 6:45 in the morning.
On a Monday, yes.
On Monday.
I know. Other people are like that, too. There's Alicia Saunders, who's putting on YouTube here. I love our amazing papermaker kids.
She's saying that to get under my skin because I'm from Kakana.
I know.
Yep. And there's the rivalry.
Yes, yes. But she noted the tailgating was a lot of fun yesterday. And then she sends this note that you're going to have to explain to people. Happy birthday to little PK.
Oh, it's little Pat Kreitlow's 16th birthday today.
To be clear, again, standard disclaimer, I did not know Kristen Lyerly 16 years ago.
I was going to say, we need some...
The resemblance is absolutely frightening. So,
I have a child who is Pat Kreitlow's clone.
It is.
I mean, physically...
When I met him the first time, I thought I'd stepped through a time portal or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was mutual. We were sitting at Culver's together, all eating the same type of meal, and they were looking at each other, and you could feel the energy coming off of it.
It's just like I want to reach over and like, is this a hologram? What is this? he had the same glasses, the same hair, the same bowl haircut. He was smart. He was sassy. I was like, this is crazy.
I just think of that scene from Forrest Gump where they both sit down to watch TV and tilt their head the same way.
So, anyway,
yes,
but no, what this means is having a fourth and final son who's a driver.
The caboose.
Yes.
After all of these years of driving them around and all of the stuff we've had to do as parenting. Yeah. Yesterday or tomorrow he takes his driver's test and then he's going to drive off into the sunset.
You have three other boys. Mm-hmm. How did you not as a mom be like, all right, why don't you drive them around? Like, it's like, well, as soon as you got two of them are driving, like, all right, that your chauffeurs now. I'm going to relax a little.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. But as a parent, though, you like that car time because they're stuck with you and they have to talk to you.
Yep. That's right. That's why we did it.
I'll give you $5 if you don't look at your phone on this drive.
Every morning at 6:50, we have our history lesson, birthdays, music history, the National Day Calendar. August was National Sandwich Month. We talked about it every day, and Greg promised a hot take on one particular sandwich near the end of the month, and I gotta say, it was a first for me. This is Women's Equality Day. This is Cherry Popsicle Day. And Greg, 30 seconds to give me your hot take on National Sandwich Month.
Oh, no. Yeah, BLTs, not only do I not like them, I think they're a waste of time, a waste of money, and they're an anti-sandwich, and I hate them. And people who like them, I'll never understand it. You can't be satiated by a BLT. It's garbage.
I like Whoa. That. Wow.
Straight hot garbage.
All right, well, with that, we bid adieu to National Sandwich Month. We're just going to cut it off early right there with that kind of a take. That was on a Tuesday. We were still fighting it out on Wednesday. Nice to have you along. I got a question for you, mostly a question for, well, Greg as well, but here's my question for you. Aren't BLTs the best? I had a bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich for dinner last night, and it's the perfect light summer sandwich. Here with an opposing viewpoint. Here with an opposing viewpoint is Greg Bach.
Disgusting.
We apparently ignited something yesterday with Greg's hot take that he is not a fan of what you lovingly refer to as the trash sandwich. That is the BLT, which coincidentally was happening as it was planned in the Kreitlow kitchen last night. And I have to say, maybe it was just spite I was tasting, but it was one of the most delicious BLTs we've ever made. It was
you posted on Twitter about it. It was a spite sandwich. Okay, yeah, please okay. Don't. There's no such thing as a delicious BLT.
Oh, come on. Now, where did this start?
It's a salad. That's all it is. It's a salad held together by two big croutons. That's it. Because it's lettuce, tomato, and bacon.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
what sandwich. What good meat sandwich isn't meat with some lettuce and tomato?
But bacon's barely a meat for a sandwich. Like, you put bacon on the sandwich. It's an addition. It's not the main. It's not the star of the show. It's a feature player on SNL at best.
Oh, I can't believe a red-blooded American male is saying this about bacon.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't love bacon as much as everybody else does, apparently. I think bacon's fine. It does its job. It's, you know, it's a carcinogen. But the point is, take a BLT, cut it in four pieces, put it on a plate, and if you serve that as an appetizer, okay, here we go. Get me started. Then we're going to order our entree. But you expect me to eat that as, like, the meal? Get out of my house.
So no BLTs for Greg as we close out this hour's review of 2024, as brought to you weekday mornings from 6 to 8 here on Up North News Radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back live starting at 6 a.m. on Thursday, January 2nd. Remember, you can always follow us at upnorthnewswi.com and on social media. Have a great day. We'll see you next time up north.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Dom Selvia.
Next time, join us as we revisit some of our best interviews from 2024. Have a happy new year. Stay safe. We'll be back live on Thursday.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News New Orleans Crash. I'm Brian Clark. 10 people are dead. 30 were taken to hospitals after authorities in New Orleans say someone intentionally drove into a crowd on Canal and Bourbon Street.
The French Quarter was packed with New Year's Eve and Sugar Bowl revelers as midnight rang in 2025. About 3 hours later, the crowd was still thick on Bourbon Street when, according to police, the driver of a pickup truck or SUV intentionally plowed through the throng of people. Investigators tell ABC News the driver sped away. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FBI is assisting in the investigation. That driver still at large. Bourbon Street's a focal point of the New Orleans tourism scene. And today, the city hosts the Sugar Bowl college football playoff quarterfinal game between Georgia and Notre Dame. Again, 10 people are dead, 30 hurt and taken to hospitals after a vehicle drove through a crowd in New Orleans. The driver is still at large. This is ABC News. Today in South Korea, grieving relatives of Sunday's deadly plane crash victims gathered to pay their respects. All but two of the 181 people on board the Boeing 737-800 were killed when the plane landed on its belly, slammed into a concrete wall at the end of the runway, and burst into flames. A man's in critical condition after he was pushed onto the subway tracks in New York Tuesday. The 23-year-old suspect was arrested soon after police released video of the incident. ABC's Sonia Rincon has details.
Kamel Hawkins was quickly apprehended and held here at 59th Street thanks to transit cops looking for the person in that video. He is charged with attempted murder and assault as a felony. Police believe this was random. They say he did not know the victim and said nothing to him before pushing him in front of that train.
The person burned alive sleeping on a subway car last week has been identified as a 57-year-old New Jersey woman. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to...